He didn't need a report from analytics to understand that anything that might negatively affect the relationship between the leader of the Jedi and the supreme commander of all Republic forces was a potential cause for concern.
"Jace is a good soldier," Satil assured him. "He will not put his personal feelings ahead of his duty and responsibilities. We have that in common."
"Really? I thought that might be the reason you never told me about him. You didn't think he'd be able to handle the emotional burden of a child."
"It wasn't that," she said, speaking slowly. "I've known Jace for many years. We fought side by side, and we truly cared for each other. But as the war continued, I felt something change in him. I feared he would fall to the dark side."
Theron actually laughed out loud. "You were afraid Jace Malcolm, the Supreme Commander, would betray the Republic?"
"Of course not,"
she replied, a hint of frustration poking through her calm exterior.
"Jace will always be loyal to the Republic, but you do not have to follow the Sith to be an agent of the dark side. Jace is a good man, but the war has left its mark on him. There is so much anger and bitterness inside him, so much hate."
"Hate leads to the dark side," Theron said, getting the words out before she could. "Nagani Joe taught me all the Jedi platitudes," he added.
"You mock, but there is truth in our teachings," she chided him.
"Wow, you sound just like my mother," Theron joked.
"Jace fights this war out of revenge," she continued, trying to make him see the urgency of her warning. "It clouds his judgment. It can make him do terrible things if he believes they are necessary to save the Republic."
"That doesn't sound so wrong to me," Theron answered. "Sometimes the ends justify the means."
"The dark side is insidious," she warned. "Hate will transform you into the very evil that you are fighting so hard against. I know Master Zhou taught you this lesson," she added softly.
"He taught me a lot of things," Theron shot back, his blood suddenly boiling. "Back when he thought I was going to be a Jedi. But I'm not a Jedi, and neither is my father." It was clear to him now what was going on. Satil was afraid Jace was going to somehow corrupt him, and she was determined to save her son by sharing her glorious wisdom. Her condescending arrogance encapsulated everything that was wrong with the Jedi. "Light side, dark side, these are just empty words," he continued, his voice rising to a shout. "There are only two sides I care about, us and them, Republic or Empire."
"It was not my intention to upset you," she said.
"Of course not," Theron replied. "That would mean I was showing some emotion, and we all know there is no emotion, only peace, right?"
He waited for Satil to offer another pre-packaged Jedi mantra in response, but the Grand Master caught him off guard.
"Theron, I know you don't want me as part of your life," she said, seemingly abandoning their argument midstream and changing topics. "I respect your choice, but you know where to find me if you ever need my help. Reach out to me, and I will be there. I promise."
"Don't hold your breath," Theron said. "Are we done here?"
"I have said my piece," she told him.
Theron turned his back on her and marched over to the balcony doors. He yanked them open and climbed over the railing, relieved to leave Satil and her insipid Jedi philosophy behind.